Calling all K-pop lovers out there, I'm DJ Alexander, and I'll be right back after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-pop Connection. It's Thursday, January 15, 2026, and we just heard Yuki's 아름다워, beautiful you are. Yes, you are beautiful, but I am more beautiful. Anyway, the K-pop music scene sure is a lot different from my Manmanhani days. So here's a question for all of you K-pop fans. Do you buy physical albums? What about other like fan merch? And how are you spending money as a K-pop fan? Well, K-pop industry insiders say the industry is changing. K-pop album sales actually soared these past few years, but that's not the case anymore. Analysts are saying the era of unlimited bulk buying may have peaked. That's because fans are choosing to spend on items that offer practical value, rather than purchasing albums simply to boost their favorite singers' rankings. I kind of like that because we are reducing all this, like, you know, unnecessary waste, because a lot of people just buy and throw them all away, right? So what's going on with physical albums, though? Albums are also changing to meet this trend. Physical releases now function less as a music carriers and more as collectibles, event tickets, and fashion items. Fans still buy albums, but often for photo cards, fan sign lotteries, or bundled goods like dolls, earphones, or keychains. And this industry is growing fast. HYBE, home to BTS and other K-pop groups, reported a 70% jump in merch and licensing revenue. Other major agencies posted tens of billions of won in similar sales. Concerts are also accounting for a significant share of company earnings. Along with HYBE, major K-pop management agencies like SM, JYP, and YG reported sharp increase in live performance revenue. They say HYBE actually ranked fourth among the world's top concert promoters last year. As one industry insider put it, fans aren't spending less. They're spending differently. And in today's K-pop economy, the album is no longer the end product. It's only the starting point. So are you guys following this trend? I haven't seen a CD for a long time, actually. And I know that some groups are having really very funky kind of like merchandise there, including what's that thing, you know, the golden bowl thing you use for meditating, that you hit it, that looks like a gong. Yeah, so it's getting more interesting. Anyway, let me know what kind of interesting merch you have. Meanwhile, we can listen to a song and be right back. This is BTS with 피땀 눈물, Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for all listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website world.kbs.co.kr or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show.
Thank you, Brian Hyung. I wonder what kind of like merchandise Fly to the Sky would do if they have one, right? Let me ask Brian Hyung one day what kind of lightsing matches them or him. For Brian Hyung, maybe a vacuum cleaner will work. 청소 왕이니까. The king of cleaner. Anyway, now back to the show. Let's take a song break before we move on. We have 2 songs back to back. First of all, we have Haze with Even If, followed by Chen, Love You. Would you like coffee or tea? This is a daily segment where we have a chit-chat. Let's refuel or wind down together talking about anything and everything that sparks our conversation. The way we consume K-pop has been shifting, but maybe it's the way we consume mass media that's been changing as a whole. I mean, when was the last time you actually sat down to watch TV? And think about how much easier it has become for you, perhaps a K-pop fan living thousands of kilometers away from Korea, to gain access to K-pop content in your own language. Speaking of which, who do you think is dominating the tubes right now? A Korean YouTuber called Kimpro ranked number one worldwide in total YouTube views last year. The numbers are honestly wild. According to an analytics site, Kimpro pulled in 77.5 billion views in a single year. Yeah, that's a billion with a B, not million. Oh my goodness. For comparison, that's more than double Mr. Beast's annual views. The channel launched just in 2022, created by former event planner Kim Dong-jun, working with his cousin and influencer partner. Their content? Mukbangs, challenges, sitcom-style skits, short, fast, endlessly scrollable, and clearly irresistible to the world. So last April, Kimpro became the first Korean channel ever to pass 100 million subscribers. Today, it's sitting at about 127 million, ranking 9th globally, with more international subscribers than Korean ones. And the business side? Estimated annual earnings are around $118 million. Though that depends on ads and where viewers are watching from. So yes, this is probably possible because the way we consume media has changed. And the global YouTube crown? Right now, it's wearing a Korean name. Oh, 멋있다. YouTube 너무 어려워. It's so difficult. Alright, let's take a song break. We have two songs CSO related. The first one is TXT with Crown, 어느 날 머리에서 뿌리 자랐다, followed by All Day Project, Famous. Your Two Cents. We love connecting with our listeners and hearing your stories. This is where we read your responses to our weekly question posted on our gram. So tell us about your personal experiences and your thoughts for a chance to win a prize. Our Y2C question from last week was, which group or artist are you waiting to make a comeback in 2026? Who do you want to see make a comeback to the K-pop scene in 2026? Is there a group or artist you're looking forward to seeing on stage in 2026? And what about a disbanded group you want to see come back for a reunion or get back together as one? We got so many responses that we're going to share some more this week. Our first response is from Giant Johnny saying, it's hard to pick just one. I'm a fan of a couple dozen artists. iChilling is a group that impressed me on tour, and I love to see them have a comeback that gets them some more attention. Ooh, I remember hearing this name iChilling. And yeah, it seems like they're not getting enough attention, so I really do hope they will do a comeback. Because the first time when I saw no offense to their fans, but when I first saw their name, their group is like iChillin. I was like, oh, what's that? Is that another product? Like the iPhone or iPad or iChillin? But apparently they were a group. So I hope they have a good song and they can actually have a good comeback here. So fighting 입니다. All right. Thank you so much for your message. Let's listen to a song before we move on to more responses. This is iChillin with XL, Extra Love. That was iChillin with XL, Extra Love, a song request by Giant Johnny. And of course, I do hope they will do a comeback very soon. Cross fingers to them. Moving on with another message here from D. Sarmiento from the Book of Face, saying that, oh, I'm also hoping for a one-on-one reunion this 2026. I miss my 11 babies performed together. Ooh, we actually talked about this in our previous show. And I think they are actually planning here. There is no official news yet, but they're trying to gather all 11 of your babies together. Hopefully they can make a TV reality show together first half of the year. And just remember, we actually mentioned this in case you missed it. So we don't know when exactly, but I'm also wondering, is that going to be possible? Because 11 of them, a lot of them became really super famous. Some are doing acting, some are still doing music. So it'll be fun to see how 11 of them go back together, seeing their chemistry together. Are they still the same? Are they still so lovey-dovey? Or are they very matured already? 궁금하다. Anyway, another message here from Lenny Matugas from Book of Face, also saying that would love to see Shinhwa perform again. Yeah, Shinhwa, definitely. They are like legendary, right? So I do want to see them come back, but I think they have to take more vitamins and do some more stretchings, because coming back means they have to have really good stamina. Because if they come back, I want them to actually do a concert or at least a fan meeting showcase, right? That would be more meaningful. And Shinhwa, what I really like about them is like the very uncensored kind of humor they have. They're so blunt and so open about anything and everything. So yeah, I do want to see them on like TV shows and come back with a song. So cross finger to all the artists that you want them to come back. Let's listen to two songs related to the two artists we mentioned earlier and be right back. The first one is 101 with Energetic, followed by Shinhwa, Kiss Me Like That. That was Kiss Me Like That by Shinhwa, and honestly, it's my first time listening to this song, because I do not belong to Shinhwa generation, actually. That's a good song. Kiss Me Like That. 좋다. Anyway, let's move on to our next response here. We have one from AnindieTastyWT. Please let me know if I make your ID wrong, okay? Teach me how to pronounce your name, and excuse me if I made it wrong. And the message is, I know they're currently busy with their solo endeavors, but I'd love to see Red Velvet's comeback next year. Fingers crossed. Red Velvet! Wow. It's Red Velvet. Okay, don't kill me, okay, if I say anything wrong. It's Red Velvet with Suki. Irene, is it? I don't know. Red Velvet. Yeah, I think it's Irene. I think so. I always get confused with like Red Velvet and the next group from SM. Oh man, I don't even remember the name. Oh, I think I'm becoming an 아저씨. I don't know any groups anymore. Oh man, what's after Red Velvet? I forgot what's the other group here on SM. Oh, please teach me more about it. But Red Velvet, I remember the last song that I remember was like 빨간만 눈물 하니. And then I have no memory for other things afterwards. So yeah, you know what? Don't kill me. But what's the group with Karina? Oh, 어떡해! Aespa, right? Thank you, PD님. 와, 진짜 너무 심하다. I should be like, sorry, my generation stopped from 소녀시대. No, FX, actually. 맞다, Aespa and Red Velvet. Oh, man. Ooh, makes me so nervous. Don't worry, you can keep complaining at kpop@kbs.co.kr, because Brian is going to come back very soon, so it's okay. I'm going to be okay. Anyway, let's move on to the next message here from Sarah Lee, 112886, saying, fly to the sky, yo. Actually, a lot of other like listeners also, Miri825 among others also wrote, fly to the sky, saying, 아, 부르겠지만 오라비 목 상태 잘 아니깐요. 언제나 응원드립니다. So now, obviously, of course, fly to the sky, but I know Brian's voice situation. I'm always rooting for you. I know, Brian요. 너무 목이 너무 쉬었어요. I think because keep yelling and keep using too much, you know, for home shopping. 아유, 진짜 full album 아니라도, not even though it's not the full album, just one song maybe. At least I think he should be okay. Yeah, he takes good care of himself. So, 기대할게요, fly to the sky. Yeah! Anyway, we're going to wrap up this segment here with a song by Red Velvet. This is Cosmic. That was Cosmic by Red Velvet. It's time to announce today's winner. Today's winner for our weekly Y2C is Sarah Lee, 112886. Congratulations. 축하드립니다. If that's you, let us know your mailing address by sending it to our email, kpop@kbs.co.kr, and we will send out your prize. Don't forget to include your ID, whether it's Instagram, message board, or Facebook, in the email, or we won't be able to find you. Remember, you can also find out if you're a winner by checking out our playlist at world.kbs.co.kr. Scroll your mouse to the purple radio on the top right-hand corner on our website, and you'll see K-pop Connection in the list of programs on the pop-up window. Click on the link to enter our page and you'll see the playlist tab, and the winners are always on the Wednesday and Thursday playlists. Alright, let us take a song break, and we have two songs here. The first one is TWS To Us With Overdrive, followed by, oh my goodness, I did not know that even aespa has a Hube group, a junior group, which is Hearts to Hearts with Focus. Oh my goodness, Hearts to Hearts Focus. I know that song because this was on SNS a lot, and apparently they're pretty young, 17, 18. Ah, I could be their father. 아니다, 브라이언 형은 가능하죠. Anyway, that's about for it today. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. We're going to say goodbye to all of you with two songs. The first one is Zero Base When We're Running to Future, followed by Car the Garden, Lovers. Our producer is Chae Rong Won, our writer is Karen Choi, and I'm Alexander of UKIS. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.